Hi, everybody, and welcome to What is Mobility? What is Flexibility? And why is there such a big debate? Well, flexibility or passive range of motion is different than mobility, which is active range of motion. And so a lot of people get these two terms mixed, confused, and really it confuses not only the trainer, but society. So society thinks that yoga, passive stretching, static stretching, stretches in these very hard, you know, positions to be in, putting your leg behind your back, getting to the point of flexibility where you have passive range that exceeds the normal, general population. And so a lot of people will put their own bodies in very, very sensitive places just to perform a position or posture or a yoga pose. For example, people will use a strap and tie it around their foot and then place a strap around their foot and then try to yank the foot up over their head in a pose called dancer pose. Another example is in a pigeon pose when the individual isn't actively able to get into the position, but they are able to wedge themselves into the position. Or when you have to use a band to stretch or pull something, you're not actively doing it yourself. And so the difference between passive flexibility or flexibility is that range of motion that is moved or is prompted or physically assisted is useless range of motion. And what this essentially means is that you can't use that range if you can't actively do it yourself. And so active range or mobility, or now termed functional mobility, because mobility has a definition similar to flexibility, which makes it very, very confusing. And so a term we now call mobility is functional mobility. And what functional mobility is the active ability to control the range of motion without the use of supports or objects or external feedback. And so this is using the central nervous system to create the movement by way of mechanoreceptors that are inside of the joint capsule. So each joint is surrounded by a capsule which accepts afferent feedback from the brain once it is put in a position. And if you put a joint in a position that it's unfamiliar with, it'll build new mechanoreceptors in those angles or in those areas of range. If you don't do that, or if you put it in a range in a passive support, it's not going to build more mechanoreceptors. What it needs is it has to have active stimulation using isometric contraction, using the progressive or regressive angular isometric load. And so if you want to know more about what this means, you'll have to understand functional range systems developed by Dr. Spina. You'll have to study under him and learn functional range conditioning. And once you get to functional range conditioning, you'll be able to get into functional range release. If you need a chiropractor, if you need an individual assessment, you'll go with functional range assessment. And if you want to learn the mobility routine, you'll have to learn functional range conditioning. Now, in America, there are now classes called kin stretch classes that you can take, or kinetic stretching classes that are offered by people who are certified in this approach. And so this is a new approach, but it's not a new approach in that it's a new way of thinking. It's taking the old way of thinking of science, and where science has left us in PNF stretching, which sends a response to the central nervous system. When we put our body, our joints through load in their extensions or their flexions, then we get some type of neurological response. But this system goes beyond that, and it targets the progressive and regressive angles of each joint. And so it works really on the end ranges and the short ranges as opposed to the mid ranges where we predominantly focus on. So if you want to know the difference between flexibility and mobility, you need to first understand the term functional mobility and learn that active stretching or active stretching leads to active results. Passive stretching leads to passive results. So if you want that football player to catch that pass over his head in the extension and the flexion and extension phase of glenohumeral movement, you'll want him to also be able to undertake load in that range. And if you do this passively using supports, you're not going to actively encourage mechanoreceptors to participate in building that joint to its full capacity. And what I mean by this is that your joints are surrounded by a joint capsule, which allows the joint to move depending on if the central nervous system believes it has the ability or capability to do it without being injured. So the central nervous system has to be taught how to control this joint capsule by way of articular rotations. And the articular is the place of the joint where the two bones meet. And once you begin to focus on the ranges in this area of the joint capsule, then you'll be able to build mechanoreceptors in those areas of tissue in that angle that you're stressing. And so if you want to gain more range of motion in your end ranges, then you're going to have to train in those end ranges. So that is the some of the conceptual framework of functional range systems, functional range conditioning. I highly recommend it. I'm Dr. Weber. If you have any questions, email me at weberj@uncw.edu. Thank you.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.